Chances are, if you're cooking this weekend, then you may be using garlic. Love it or hate it. Garlic has been used by humans for almost 6,000 years, and not just a flavor for their food. Chester Aaron is a garlic farmer in Occidental California. He joins us from the studios of KRCB in Rohnert Park, California. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
How long have you been a garlic farmer, Chester?
25 years.
Can you just off the top of your head just rattle off some of the varieties you have?
Oh, sure. I have Creole Red from Louisiana, Spanish Roja from Spain. My favorite is the Red Toch from the Republic of Georgia, Floja from Germany, the Xian from China, Pyongyang from North Korea, and so forth.
Now, I understand. We almost had to reschedule this interview because you were stung by yellow jackets. What
Correct.
did you do? What was the first thing you did after you get stung? You got stung.
Curse.
No. What was the second thing you did?
The second thing I did was to immediately take a clove of garlic and rub it raw over the stinger. When I went into shock and went into Kaiser Hospital, the doctor said that the garlic actually helped.
Wow, you're allergic to bee stings. Did you know the garlic would help you?
I have always used garlic, raw garlic, for wounds, scratches, and so forth. A lot of people, years and years before me, have done the same thing.
Wow, you cook with garlic, which I think is always the best part.
Even my morning coffee.
No.
Yes.
You must really love garlic if you put it in your morning coffee. You have some recipes for us, but they don't include garlic coffee. You have a collection. It's called The Great Garlic Book. And you gave us two recipes, appropriate recipes for the 4th of July weekend. And the first one
Yes.
is for grilled stuffed trout. Where did this one come
Yes.
from?
This one was sent me by a chef in Poland. It's a sea trout, fresh trout. And I actually stuff it with the following. I grate 5 eggs into a bowl, and then I add crushed garlic, and I add butter and parsley and salt and pepper, and I mix it. And that's what I stuff the trout with.
Wow.
And then I sprinkle it with thyme and before I put it on the grill.
And after you wrapped it in foil, you put it on the grill. I've got it in front of me. 8 minutes
Yes,
on each
he
side.
recommends the wrapping it in foil. I have stopped doing that because I get it crisper without the foil.
It's interesting that you recommend a certain kind of garlic, California Early or Persian Star.
Yes, California Early is a garlic that has been growing in California for many years. This recipe and the book was published 10 years ago. So since then, I have come to rely on my own garlics only, and I will use usually a Persian Star or one of my other favorites.
It's a mild garlic.
Yes, and it's one of the problems. I recommend it when I do a tasting anywhere or my little garlic song and dance anywhere. People ask about the various flavors and garlics, and I'm always quick to remind them that because we all have different body chemistries, we all have different reactions to taste. What might be hot for me could be mild for you.
How does a garlic tasting work? I mean, is it like a wine tasting? You kind of like take a little bite and then spit it out?
When you hear people at garlic tastings, I have done garlic tastings all over the country, it's as if they are talking about wine. Oh, it's at the back of the mouth. Oh, it hit me high on the palate. Oh, it makes my nose twitch or my eyebrows quiver. It's one of those kinds of languages that has eaten into the garlic even before I did.
This is an intriguing recipe. White almond garlic soup with grapes.
Yes.
Oh, my. What's the story on this one?
Well, I just served it the other day to some guests, and they went bonkers. Briefly, it's blanched almonds, white bread without crust, 10 cloves of garlic peeled, 6 cups of milk, 2 teaspoons sherry vinegar, and it says in the recipe in the book, 2 cups of extra virgin olive oil, but that's a mistake. It should be 1 cup of extra virgin olive oil, salt and pepper. And I mix the almonds, bread, garlic, milk, vinegar in a blender, and then at medium speed, and then when I switch it on to high speed, I add the olive oil until the mixture is smooth. And I chill the soup for several hours, and then when I serve it with the grape halves. And it will bring you all kinds of new friends.
If you don't mind, I mean, I have to tell our listeners a personal piece of information about you. You're 85 years old?
85 and 4 months and 3 days.
Does garlic keep you young?
Well, I'm actually 105, and my 30-year-old wife is pregnant for the third time.
I'll believe you. I'll believe you. You know, I think it's a wonderful recipe for staying young. But I'll tell you, you know, if I have people in the studio, and I really like garlic, but I won't eat it before I, you know, for lunch or something. You know, I mean, garlic breath, let's face it, garlic sweat,
Oh, yes.
The whole thing. Is there a cure for this?
Well, in Spain, when they serve garlic, they very often serve one of a variety of greens, including mint or basil or any of the greens, and with the high chlorophyll. Yes, sometimes some people do smell bad, but you have to make choices in life.
I think I'll go for that garlic pizza, and you know that parsley, it's not for garnish anymore. You just chew it afterwards.
That's right. That's right.
And see if it works. Chester Aaron is a garlic farmer in Occidental California. He joined us from the studios of KRCB in Roanoke Park, California. Thanks for joining us, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Oh, thank you very much, Leanne.
You can find out more about Chester Aaron and his garlic, including the recipes from today's show, at chesteraaron.com. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.